before that somebody who's Muchen for Malchus and it's not Muchen for Kahuna, and we had the whole the Ramban with the Hashmonaim and so on. And the question is, it's true about those two, but so why is Torah not Muchen for the other ones? For the Yikshas of Bekesa Torah, even though it is a different chalik of the person, and this is kineged the seichel, this kineged the kuf, this kineged the nefesh, ein leima muchel echad ein muchel esheni. Shetav is a kashim hoela kesetur vils ma'adam. Al kesetur nivdolus min adam. Be after mana shatari medes ba'adam. Hainu shah seichel yeshli heksha mitzias. The Heinrich who nimmt him a Adam. When we call him a Seichel nimmt him a Adam, when he talk a Leima b'zeh she muchel zeh ne muchel zeh, she dobe zeh in a shaya kashem nidol zeh mizeh. So when you have something that is, has to find its place in Adam, and it's shtaldich tzu to the Adam, so then you say that it is a spirit. Either the Adam is this or the Adam is that. It's like when you park a car in a spot, this one or that one. But Torah, even though it has a shaykhus to the person, the haraya that you call a keset Torah, that person has keset Torah, but it's really something where the person is mufka from it. It's attached to the person, like it would be hovering over him, so to speak. It doesn't become the mohus of the person. And that's also the reason why there's no Yerusha in Torah. I'll speak later. A kahuna and malchus shtaldach tzu to a person, they become part of him, and the mela, it shayach to be meirushim. The other ones are things that are not shayach to the Adam batsim. They're associated, is the right word for it, with Adam, and the mela, they're not shayach to have any type of it's not shayach to limit it to a certain person. I want to add another nekuda about the difference between the two. In kahuna and malchus, since they are be'etzem, what's the right word for it, asiyas, that they are activities, accomplishments, so they need a person first. Without a person, without human beings, there's no metzias of kahuna and malchus. And bimela, if there's no physical reality that has in itself a yanim of tayiv and ra and mitzvahs and aveiros and so on, there's no metzias of kahuna and malchus. In Torah, it's different. In Torah is the realm of amitius. That exists even if the person, it doesn't exist. And the mela, the person only comes and discovers it, the has it, realizes it. I can give a mashal. Let's say you have a technician and a physicist. So a technician only exists after the machinery exists. When you have machinery, you have a technician to service the machinery. His occupation doesn't exist before he invented the machine. A physicist, he's discovering laws that came before him. And the mela could be we didn't know it, but the fact is he's discovering things that were. Torah is a pshina of various amitiyos that are shayach before the Adam. And the mela, the Adam is only discovering. So you can't limit Torah to the person. Because it didn't need a person. It was Alpayim Shana Kodma, because Torah is really sort of the ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for which he created the world. Masha'inkin Kuna and Malchus are the fulfillment of taking together the Ummah and being Eved Hashem, and that comes afterwards. So the Mela, Adam is there first, and this tells us to Adam. And b'meila, it's limited to the person shaltsu, and it can't be somebody else. The dove is the ramza tera b'mashe kesa shal shulchan k'si v'sisa loi u b'zer mizbeh gam kein v'sisa loi אבל אצל האורן כסיב וסיסה אולוב, וידוע כי לא שם אולוב משהו שנידו ממנו. So, the olive is something which means it's on it, but it doesn't really, it's not of it. It's granted to it, but it's not, when Tzotzitza Loi means it's an extension of the chefetz. Olive means I bestowed something on top of it. So it comes from the mala, and it landed on top. אבל מילס לוי שו מילס קניין שו שלוי אין נידו ממנו ולפיק את הזדה אין לוי משי אדם מוכן לכסם אלף כסגונה שהם מוכלוקים כאונים באדם so כסם אלף כסגונה since they are extensions of the person so either the person is a כהונדיק a person or the person is a מלכסיק a person that should have them both ונקה שמר זה אין מוכן זה אבל סייך הוא נידו מן אדם השייך לא מכך עליו, בדובר מבוהו. So that's the nekuda why in Torah the kesed doesn't become the person, and it's not an embodiment of the person. And b'meila shayach we can have kesed Torah with any other ksarim. B'zeh sh'omer kesed kuna zech ba'ar v'zare, kesed malchus zech b'idover zare, kesed shal Torah muna kotez v'yizke. The inyan of being zeichen is this. Upira said, כי לכסא כונה צריך הכונה מיוחדת. לכך צריך לבוא דווקא ארם וזר שמכונה דווקא לזה. וכי כסא מלכוס צריך לכסא זה הכונה מיוחדת, וזוך כסא דוד זר, כי מכונם לזה. ובדי כך, אשר מוכן לכסא זה, זו אינה מוכן לאחרת כי מחולוקים. אבל כסא פרי, מפני שהכסא זה זו השיח הנדבר מאודם, אינה צריך בזה הכונה. ובדי כך, אם מונח עשמי קורל, כי אין צריך הכונה. בכל נרמז במה שהכסא זה כסיב אולוב, וזה טוב בן הדברים שבאנו את פרק רבי, אימץ, זה יויסי קרן חוסית. So he says over there that the אשר ילדתוי, you know, he speaks about תכונס that are part and parcel of the person, like a certain zachus aguf and so on, and that's a chelik of yadam, as opposed to certain milas, which are above the yadam. So, since kahuna malchus are going to be a product of the yadam, you need a certain type of yadam, and iho lavo viho lavo, and then mitzad the. But Torah is not a tchuna of the Adam, and Melech doesn't require that. What's interesting is also another nekuda. Let's take a mashal of something physical. A person can be a doctor, and a person can be a musician. And it's not a stira, even though medicine and music are different fields, but a person can be both, and some people are extremely talented and be very good at both. So what's stuck at the pshat that you can't be a kohen and a melech? Let's assume that a kohen requires certain tchunis of his patros and so on and so forth. A melech requires certain tchunis of leadership and so on and so forth. Okay, so I understand that they're not... that they don't usually come in one person. But but a person can do both of them. So it's rare, it's not shayach, but just like you can have a mathematician and a musician, or a mathematician and an artist, you know, especially capable people have two or three big talents. So why is there a sphere here? So I think the pshat is if we were talking about capabilities, the marshal, I need somebody who knows how to shech kavanas real nicely. The shech from actually kohanim, he knows how to do zrika very very well. He knows how to dam priyomet. So if it's a talent that we need, then you could have two talents. It's a deeper nekuda than that. you need to have an Adam that's his mahus. Kahuna is not the pshat that requires a certain talent. It's not a terribly, there are a few malachas kashas. I mean, malachas, everybody understands, requires a certain, unique tchunas hanefesh of manhigus, whatever it is that you want to describe. But you don't actually see it as being something so... But the kuna, you don't see it as having that. The answer is it's the other way around. The person that's royal to carry kahuna is somebody who that's his most. And oimed lifnei Hashem, and oimed lifnei Hashem. The person that's roy to carry malchus is somebody that's the atzmius of a melech. What you are, the etzim, you could be either this or this. You can't be two things at once. You can have many talents and abilities, but you can't be two things, the vasachas. So he says, that's why those things are sized. And Torah, since the etzim, no matter what, it's not the pshat, your person is producing the Torah, but you're the one who's kind of Torah, then it could be a person who's a melech, it could be a person who's a kohen also. So Kesa Shem Tov goes to the atmis of the person in a way that the others don't go. Kmo she'en legim l'ksarim, kol echad neged chelek echshav adam, v'kach Kesa Shem Tov v'keneged mo'os ha'adam. So, I guess if we can compare it to some other inyanim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's a shem that expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu Batzmiusa, Hashem Avaya. So in Adam also, there needs to be something that stells to the address of the person. Shemizet tovin ki kol elu gimlaksarim him negra Adam. O lekach oma gimlaksarim klema. Sheroi shiya gimul leipachas leyoise. The kesesh no lagabem. Ki elu gimul him knegra Adam michalakov. The kesesh him to knegra mos Adam. Keshem bo ala mos hamusha. We've seen it in other places also. Let's give a mashal from other places to get a better sense of this. You have a car. Let's predict. The Maral says that seven stands for, there's seven sides to a cube. There's six sides to a cube, and seventh is an ekudem size. Well, what does that mean? So, take, for instance, a car. A car has, 20,000 parts. But if a person has a bag with all the parts of a car, it's still not going anyplace. It's the musig of the car. In other words, the design shaboy, the understanding of the klaus, of how those pieces can work together, that the etzim is a crucial nekuda of the, that's called the nekudem soyuz of the car. This is the nekuda which everything revolves. So the tires have to meet the road, and something has to push the tires, and somebody has to give you the tools to regulate it, and you have to have places while you're doing it, so on and so forth. So Kesa Shem Tov is connected the etzim mohus of the person, the person as a whole. So the Tov Elgim Osem Neged Adam L'Kachom Kim Ksan Klem Shoshi Kim Lagom Seh Yisa Kesa Shem Tov Aga Behem, because it's not a mohus of Moshe. Klal Adav Elgim Aksarim Elgim Aksarim Neshe Yish Adam Chelek Echot Vakuf Bir Hashem Yisparach Echot V'noyis Le'maylam Yuchedis Bezeh V'noyis Le'kdushas Hakuf Meim Zera Ak וכנגד הנפש יש בו אדם ביר השם יסברך אחד וזה זה מיילה מיוחדס היא כסה מלכוס וזה זה אחד דוד וזרוי וכנגד השיח שעוד נוסע כלי תור תרש שיהיה כדו מיילה מיוחדס בזה מכל אומס ומעטו יתור צריך עוד כלי תוך לא מה אבא כסן עשה נוסע אבא כסן ולי נוסע מהם כסה שם טייף כאיך יכלל אלו שהם כנגד חלק אדם בלבד וגם כסה שם טייף Hashem Baal Moos HaSichus HaZmush, it's not four parts. It's three parts plus So there's a nekuda that puts it all together. Ve'ein shayachim zeh lezeh. Le'yimak yesh dal chalakim be'ilam, peiris alim anofim u'mechus ilam. When I see a tree, so I say, it's not four parts. There's the klal, that's an apple tree, and then we have apples and branches and leaves and roots and so on. Avos ha'sichli hu b'fnei atzma eni nichlam oisim shim chalakim bovad v'dav zeh mevua. So I assume he's talking about the different dargis and the kesa shem tov is the real pchin of kesa, which is kneged, something that's completely above everything else. That's the most obvious meaning of what he means over here. That the tzvi gimel ksarim could be as meram as kneged the three different dargis, or moichin, and then there's the guf, and then there's malchus, and the kesa shem tov is kesa. V'yesh loyma kinim shech ma'im zashu gimel ksarim shel panav shashigas tamar elazad. Also says I can see a hemshich. Vavan or ketam hu. V'pnei she'ein shkoger rak b'dovah shu gashmi. Moshe Zbaya. Aval loy b'dovah habilti gashmi. There's no shkoger is in something that's gashmi. But something that's not gashmi, there's no shkoger. Well, the fikah that I said before, the fikah samach achav amayim shal gimel ksarim. So it works like this. You have many bechinas. You have mashal chesed, mechesed, shebe chesed, and so on. So the keser of all the different milas and madregas is a bechina of keser. The keser shem tov is ke'ilu the keser of all the other ksarim. So normally a keser is something that's above the person. It's not of the person, but it reached down from somewhere above and touch base the person. So just like when a person wears a kesa of any type, it signifies that the person has a mila that is not physical. For instance, if I'm the strongest person in the room, I don't need the kesa. I just walk around and clobber people. That's the tallest and the tallest. But if I'm the nichbad, I'm the biggest talmid chacham, I'm the melech, I'm whatever. So there, I need some indication that of a mila that's subtle. It's sort of ruchni. It's not physical, and that's what the kesa supplies. So part of the kedusha of the mikdash reflects itself in the fact that the Beis Hamikdash has these the kedusha of each distinct chelik of the bria. Something has limitations is sometimes a shaygate. But something that is not physical doesn't have the excuse of being limited because it's shaygate. Because once again, that's something that's not so concrete, and it's something that's sichli, and it's the svaris, understanding of something. So that's something that is more shaykh to it. Okay, some of the lemaila has also been not lemaika. Aba kushaburk for manu, v'havin advarim shemanu chokin for brumait. Okay, any questions?
That's good. Good. Yeah.
So hold it here, Meshem.
Okay, very good. Shkach.
Shkach.
Cultive.
Okay.
Thank you, cultive.
There's a lot about Kessa.